This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move further along in Proverbs, wrapping up chapter 14 and then 15, with tranquil heart, soft answer, severe discipline, path of life, and humility before honor. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
reading from Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold, and instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. Instead of stones, iron. I will make your overseers peace, and your taskmasters righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, devastation or destruction within your borders. You shall call your walls salvation, and your gates praise. The sun shall be no more your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give you light, but the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun shall no more go down, nor your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended. Your people shall all be righteous. They shall possess the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I might be glorified. The least one shall become a clan, and the smallest one a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will hasten it. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to us by his people.
Now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
I am the Lord, and in its time, I will hasten it. The wrath and stripes are hard to bear, but by your passion they will share the fruit of your salvation. Brothers and sisters in Christ, what a joy and a beauty it is to be a Christian, to belong to the people of God, to be the holy Christian church, our Lord's holy and beautiful Zion, to be welcomed into the presence of our Savior. Open now your gates of beauty, Zion. Let me enter there. Psalm 27, one thing I have asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire of him in his temple. Psalm 84, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. When I am encouraging young men these days, as I have many opportunities to do, to consider pursuing the holy ministry, I am not ashamed to look at them in the eye and to say to them, the work of the ministry is a beautiful work. It is a beautiful calling. Life in the church is a beautiful life. And it's true. I was ordained 26 years ago, and as a pastor, as a Christian, God grants much joy, and there is beauty among the people of God because of the redeeming work of our Savior. But it is also true, and you know it, that until Jesus comes again, the beauty of the church and the joy of Christ's gospel can also seem lost, hidden, or obscured by my sin, by the sin of others, by conflict, by pain in this sin-cursed world, by grief, loneliness, death. Last week, I participated in the funeral of a friend and a mentor. He was a retired faculty member from Concordia Seminary, and there were few family members there. There had been family strife in this situation, a divorce, alienation. He had faced debilitating health challenges for years and suffered the death of three children throughout his years of marriage. There's usually, of course, sadness at a funeral, but this was sad. And last Friday, I had conversations with two separate pastors, both of whom were struggling. One had such a hard family situation during his years at his first call that he had to resign from his call. He had an adult son who suffered an intense drug addiction, and he was just now getting started in a new call and doing some better. And then I ran into a second pastor, asked him, he was a former student, asked him, how's it going? And he said, not too well. I asked what was going on, and he said he was just back from a two-month hiatus that the congregation had encouraged him to take, been suffering from severe depression. I asked him if the time off had helped, and he replied to me honestly, not really. There is a lot of pain, a lot of hiding of the fruits and the joy and the beauty of the gospel in the world. And yesterday I was speaking with a pastor friend whose family just had to mourn the death of a newborn son. And in that same conversation learned of another pastor whose college-age son was tragically killed in a car crash last week, returning home with friends from spring break. I know that you know that life in this world can be full of pain and ugliness. This present evil age, St. Paul calls it. This morning, in such a world, in such an evil age, I want to read to you Isaiah chapter 60 in its entirety. For it was precisely to rescue us from this evil age that Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins, according to the will of God the Father. As we acknowledge our sin and our wretchedness in this season of Lent, as we ponder our Savior's deep love for us and his atoning cross, let's listen for a minute to the voice of God's holy prophet, drawing our eyes and drawing our hope to what the Lord Jesus is doing now in his church and what he will do finally and fully on the last day. He is making his people beautiful forever and the joy of all the earth. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, deep darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will beautify my beautiful house. Who are these that fly like a cloud and like doves to their windows? For the coastlands shall hope for me, the ships of Tarshish first, to bring your children from afar, their silver and gold with them, for the name of the Lord your God and for the Holy One of Israel, because he has made you beautiful. Foreigners shall build up your walls, and their king shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy upon you. Your gates shall be open continually, day and night they shall not be shut, that people may bring to you the wealth of the nations with their kings led in procession. For the nation and the kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. Those nations shall be utterly laid waste. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the plane, and the pine, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons of those who afflicted you shall come bending low to you, and all who despised you shall bow down at your feet. They shall call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you had been forsaken and hated, with no one passing through, I will make you majestic forever, a joy from age to age. You shall suck the milk of the nations, you shall nurse at the breast of kings, and you shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold, and instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. Instead of stones, iron. I will make your overseers peace, and your taskmasters righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in you, devastation and destruction within your borders. You shall call your walls salvation, and your gates praise. The sun shall be no more your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give you light, but the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun shall no more go down, nor your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended. Your people shall all be righteous. They shall possess the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. The least one shall become a clan, and the smallest one a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will hasten it. Jesus Christ will do all of this for you, his people. And he is already doing it in its beginning through the ministry of the gospel. He will hasten it to its end. It was for this joy, the joy that was set before him, that he endured the cross, scorning its shame. When life lays you low in the dust, and when beauty seems hard to find or to see, know this: he who called you is faithful, and he will do it. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning, and though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, look with favor upon us in all our various vocations. Give us wisdom, courage, and patience to serve in sacrificial love, and strengthen us in our loving service to you and our neighbor, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace.
Amen.